She's a wonder in my soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
KAYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
You've just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15, to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
Once how sweet the sound saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Here we are once again, looking to your word for guidance. Here we are once again, unworthy though we may be, we're standing in need of a blessing. So Lord, we say, bless us, rain down your grace and mercy on us. We're asking right now, Lord, that as this word comes forth, as it comes forth as a cutting tool, forward, backwards, side to side. Lord, I'm asking that you make me your mouthpiece, your sounding board, so that I will say something to draw people and not drive them away. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Giving honor to God. Prayerfully the head of your house as he is of mine. To our pastor emeritus, Dr. Huey Lawson, First Lady Emeritus, Sister Martha Lawson, to Reverend Rodney Lennox, Minister Cindy Humphrey, to all of you, just a little while today, realizing that there are activities adrift, realizing that a lot of you have children or relatives to support. Amen. Hey. Amen. She's wrestling with them, but the spirit must have them. Amen. Amen. That is all right. You know, some places. Let me divert my attention a little bit. Some places have what they call a children's church. Look, that's cool, but when we build New Mount Calvary, that's not something we want. We want church, because these babies learn how to act or react in church just like the rest of us. We don't want to separate our children. I used to be cutting up just like that. Then when I got tired, I would go to sleep. Oh, yes. And that was some of the best sleep that I ever had, sleeping on the pews of Mount Calvary. Somebody here know what I'm talking about. Looked like you just couldn't rest no better than sleeping in church. At least I was a kid when I went to sleep in church. You know, when you become a man, you put away childish things. But I realize that there are things we want to do today, so we won't prolong the time. This time of year, all kind of things come into your mind, amen? And you got that feel-good attitude because it's Christmas time, amen? You know, thinking about comfort and joy, and that's a good thing. Thinking about more about your spirituality because the new year's coming. And you're wondering in your mind, have I done everything that I said I was going to do these past 11 and some odd months? Because in a couple of weeks, it's going to be another year. Did I give God enough of my time and attention? Amen. Is there something better I can do? We're always thinking about something better for now, for next year. By the middle of the year, we forget. Amen. But we always start out with a good attitude. But this time of year, there's something else that's even more prevalent than some of the other things, and that's peace. Peace. Back in the day, I don't know if they still do this. Some military people may be able to tell me. But back in the day, in past wars, they would even have a ceasefire during Christmas. Everybody lay their weapons down. Amen. And for the most part, it was honored. The ceasefire. Because everybody around the world wanted some peace. You know, peace is something that I was telling my wife this morning, sometimes you have to give up what you know is right for somebody that's doing wrong. You got to give up the right for the wrong to have some peace. But it's worth it, amen? Amen. When I say give up the right for the wrong, I don't mean give up doing right and do wrong. That's not what I mean. I mean sometimes you have to give, you know you're right. You know you're on the right side. But somebody else is wrong. But you give up your opinion and your right to be right for that person that's wrong, and prayerfully they'll get the message. Amen. Amen. Go with me a little while to the book of Isaiah, 9th chapter. Isaiah 9, and we're going to read just two verses today, 6 and 7. Book of Isaiah, 9th chapter, 6 and 7, and we'll be done in just a little bit. This is how it reads. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, once again that word, there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. We use for a subject just a little while, the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace, something that we overlook sometimes this time of year, just a little peace, amen, just a little peace and relaxation, you know, put your emotions on ceasefire, amen. You know, Isaiah, a great prophet, prophesied about the birth of Jesus, even when it was unpopular to do so. He spoke for God in harsh times. You know, I can imagine up here preaching and then having to get in my vehicle and outrun some of the rest of y'all to my house. That's how it was sometimes in the days of the prophet. When you tell somebody what God said, then you got to run for your life. But Isaiah spoke it anyway. Israel was in a nation of civil turmoil. Yes, yes. Nobody getting along with anybody else. Yes. They were a nation of apathy. And that simply means you just don't care. Yes. a nation of disobedience. They didn't care what anybody said. They just weren't going to do right. Amen. Sometimes you run into a person, it doesn't matter how old they are. They just not going to do right. They didn't do right when they were 8. They ain't doing right now that they're 80. Israel was in a nation of fear. Amen. Scared of their own shadow. Amen. Because they knew that they had enemies on every hand. Over in the Middle East right now, everybody that surrounds Israel is their enemy. Amen. Every now and then, back in the day, somebody in Syria or Jordan used to throw a Scud missile over into Israel just to remind them, I'm still here. You know, I'm still lurking. Every now and then, the devil throws a Scud missile over in your soul just to remind you he's still there. Amen. But you got to keep your defenses up. And most of all, you got to pray for peace. Nobody wants to fight all the time. Israel needed peace because they fought outside enemies, but they even fought amongst themselves. You know, a house divided, it just cannot stand. But God spoke judgment on Israel through Isaiah. The people needed something like we do. They didn't have Jesus, which we do. But they did have the promise of Jesus. Oh yeah, Isaiah promised him. And even, you know, even though it was 700 more years before he came, the very thought of Jesus coming was comforting. You ever been in a situation where you know it's downtrodden right now, but the very thought of a better time helps to comfort you? It makes you feel better. Gives you something to hope for, something to look forward to, something to expect. And that's what Israel was back then. They knew he was coming. They didn't know when, but the very thought of him gave them peace. Okay? The word prince means this. It means royalty and relationship. Amen. We use the word prince of peace. But that first word, prince, means royalty first, which means you're kin or related somehow to the king. And then it means relationship. That means everybody else is subject to you. The prince is the son of the king. And Isaiah used this term, prince of peace. But later on, while Jesus began to be exalted by others, he's beginning to be called in the New Testament the King of the Jews. Not just Prince of Peace, but King of the Jews. But God revealed him back in the day to Isaiah. And now that we know him, it's our duty to witness for him to others. Can I get a witness? Isaiah 7:2 said this, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel. You know, scripture today tells us in 9:6 that Jesus was given. In other words, it didn't cost us anything. We didn't have to trade anything. We didn't have to put nothing on layaway. I'm a child of layaway, by the way. Amen. Kmart in the blue light special. That's how I had my school clothes. But nobody had to do anything to receive the Lord. God gave his only begotten son. And the whole world is subject to him. Jesus is many things. He is God. He even bears the name of God. But 9:7 says that he is endless. That means that there's no end. Huh? That means infinite. Can I get a witness? And he has a kingdom. Let me see if I can read this a little bit. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice. You know, we talked a little bit about justice last week. from henceforth even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. In other words, Jesus will reign forever. And if you realize that, amen, if you know that, if it's given to you in your soul, then you ought to be able to have the zeal of the Lord. You look, things are grim sometimes, but you ought to live in expectancy. You ought to live in hope of peace. You ought to live in hopes of comfort. And if you're a child of God, you realize that that day will come, not might come, not maybe, not if something happens, but it will come. See, back in the day, the prince had to come. Jesus had to come. The world needed peace then. And we sure enough need peace now. Because we can't have peace on our own. I don't care who we are. I don't care where we studied at. I don't care what family we come from. Amen. We can't have peace on our own. Somewhere, somehow, somebody gonna eventually make you mad. Can I get a witness? And you need to get down on your knees and talk to the Prince of Peace. And it does not matter if it's Christmas time or Easter time or the 4th of July. You need to tell God all about it. Talk to the Prince of Peace. Say, Lord, my soul is vexed. I'm troubled right now. No matter what I do, I just can't seem to get enough sleep. But you need to get down on your knees and tell the Prince of Peace, come into me, Lord. Help me, Lord. I know I can't do it without you. I need a little peace. Is there anybody here that's tired of fighting and fussing all the time? Can you use a little peace, especially this time of year? Do you need a ceasefire in your soul? Then tell God all about your trouble. You need a ceasefire from your bill collectors. Tell God all about it. Need a ceasefire on your job. Tell God all about it. You need a ceasefire in your home. You see tongue and teeth fall out sometime. Tell God all about it. And I don't know about you, but I know he will, he will, he will, he will provide peace in your soul. He will provide peace in your spirit. He will provide peace in your home. He will provide peace in your church. He will provide. He will. He will. And not only that, one of these old days, you see, Isaiah said that he was coming, but Jesus himself said, I'm coming back. Can I get a witness? He ain't gonna tell nobody when he's coming back. So you better watch what you're doing. You don't want to get caught in a bad place when Jesus come back. You don't want to get caught doing something you shouldn't be doing when Jesus come back. You don't want to be caught being bad when you ought to be good when Jesus come back. But one of these old days, Mount Calvary, one of these old days, all peace is gonna be in the hand of Jesus. Anybody here tired of fighting? I don't know about you, but I'm so tired of fighting every day. Got to fight everybody. Got to fight seen and unseen enemies. But the Prince of Peace will come in. And when he come back, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. For a little peace. For a little peace. You see, sometimes we even fight our own mind. We doing battle every day. It doesn't have to be a physical battle. I do battle up here all the time. My wife says my eyes just roll back in my head. She said, what you thinking about? I'm doing battle. All of us need a little peace. I said us, not just you. All of us.